This is the P1 podcast for March 31st, 2009. All right, a Cherry's Jubilee and that's it.
People to rip things off.
I love Chris Martin.
I love Paul Satriani.
Who's Paul Satriani?
The one who wrote the song.
You mean Joe Satriani?
Yeah, whatever.
Middle name was Paul.
Okay. All right. If you didn't already know, this is the P1 podcast. Hi! Woo! Live studio audience this week. It's the PPL. Podcast live. Oh my gosh, and everything's falling apart. What just happened? Danny just dropped the camera. So it's episode number
26.
Oh my gosh. We're closer to being president, Danny. Danny's lip syncing. He's cute. He's real cute. So it's been a little while since we've recorded one of these bad boys. Danny, sing along. Come on.
You know how I know
sing
you're
the
gay.
Karaoke, Danny.
That was when I ruled the world.
Oh, I didn't know Sky sang this song. That's awesome.
Your mom.
Who's this song about?
It's about Napoleon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm the smartest alive.
Okay.
Yes, I am. So I'm P1 Quibi. I am your host, S. I'm here to give you a tour of the P1 podcast house. Right there is our butler, Danny. Hello, Danny. Chop, chop. I'm ready for my filet mignon and peanut noir. And then we have the maid, P1 Kung Fu. Hi.
What up?
And then we have, we have our chef, P1 Spess Boy. That's
you. I was the janitor, dude.
No, you're the Mexican, so you're the janitor.
Brutal.
No, I gave your Mexican card back, actually. Welcome back to Mexico. Yeah. Fun times. I just got back from Murrieta Hot Springs, where it smells like farts, thanks to the sulfur. Oh, make sure you visit my website, Quibi Hates
Women. And go to my website, QuibiHatesWomen.com.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Quibi. You're the best ever. You're the greatest.
I recently started going to the bathroom standing up.
Wow.
Wow, Quibi.
That's
you're
a trick.
Crazy biatch.
Wait a minute. I have a question.
What?
In the P1 house, why am I the chef?
Because
after all, cooking and cleaning is what I do best.
Oh.
Well, in a sense, you chop up the podcast. You mix the ingredients together.
I just serve it.
I like that.
I bet you do, weirdo. He likes to cut out things he says that he feels, you know, inappropriate for a space boy to say.
You're wasting your breath. It's just going to get chopped out.
Like he hates all of Boston Rob's songs. What a jerk. You're not nice.
Not all of them.
I like every one of B-Rob's songs.
He crossed his fingers. He's a liar. So I came back from Murrieta Hot Springs. Smells like farts thanks to sulfur and natural hot springs.
And Quibi.
Well, yeah. I did eat a lot of dairy before I went up there. So, you know, sorry, Murrieta.
Well, if you're going to fart, that would be the place to do it.
Yeah,
because
right? You could just say, oh, sulfur, hot springs, bad. It smelled like rotten eggs. It's pretty crazy. It smelled like Danny's armpits up there. Oh, brutal son. Ah.
Look at me, I smell like patchouli oil.
Nope, today it's rotten eggs. Let's see, Danny. What have you been up to since the last podcast? Did you finally learn to love fun?
No.
No? Why don't you like fun? What is with that?
What's the deal?
Okay, with that? I see that you're ready to go rob a bank.
Yes.
Danny's got like a bib on his shirt. He looks like he's about to go into a rib eating contest.
Just got back from the all-you-can-eat special at the Red Lobster.
Really? Yeah. Where he got some crabs.
With the crab legs.
Danny has crabs. You look like a two-year-old about to eat at the high chair or something. Disgusting. Want some Cheerios, Danny? Well, Danny's doing his usual shtick. When we used to do the podcast, do you remember this space boy? He would not shut up. And now you won't talk either. That's great.
I was calling to say happy birthday to P1 Sky. Wait.
P1 Sky.
You're a genius. Let's see. Kung Fu, talk to us. What's new?
I got a new dog today.
Aww.
I got two wieners now.
Well,
save that clip.
Oh, three wieners, really? Like the one in between your legs?
Oh, no.
What's your new wiener's name?
His name is Scar.
Oh.
Because he has a scar on his back.
Little baby wiener.
He's the cutest thing ever.
Oh, that's what she said. Anything else?
That's a coincidence. Danny has a little baby wiener, too.
Well, that's what you get when you don't talk, Danny. Anything else spectacular?
No.
You got a new haircut?
Yeah.
It's pretty
choppy,
nice.
Choppy.
That's good. And Space Boy.
Yes, ma'am.
What's new in your world?
I'm still knocking out my CD. A lot of recording.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
what's the name of your first song? Abracadabra.
It's called
Too Soon?
Celebration Song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are you celebrating?
Instrumental.
Uh-huh. Of what?
To introduce the second song. To set it up.
And what is the second song called?
It's called This Is How It Is. If anybody out there who does not know, I'm in a Harry Potter rock band. And the first song sets up the second song. Second song is about Harry Potter, who's young boy sitting under the stairs, not aware he's destined to be a great wizard, and he's wondering what he's going to do with his life. Uh-huh. Will he be a doctor or a soldier, a short order cook or a lawyer?
Hmm.
And it's a good stuff. Whenever it comes out, I'll let you all know, you all go pick it up.
I'll be the first in line.
Oh, I know it.
With my cape on.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
I'll give you my dollar.
I'll bring an abra. Ha! All right. Well, that's fantastic. And boring.
And apparently funny.
Yeah. It's the funniest thing I've heard all day. I love QuimbyHatesWomen.com. It's what we women should be doing. Sweeping the floor, cleaning the oven. I personally clean out my oven on a regular basis. As well as my mustard gas shower. But that's for another time and another place. How about we just dive right in to the big topics of the day? Namely, about a website that Danny made and invented along with the internet. It's a place we like to call
b1site.com.
Com. Go me.
Omega 3s. La 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 la.
Wow.
Nice.
I make myself laugh so hard. Oh, that was funny. What do you think, Danny? Did you like that?
I missed it.
Oh, well, Danny's usually asleep for half of the podcast anyways. So, p1site.com. Have you gone there lately? It's a little site Danny thought of one day. After we were sick of the MySpace forums.
Danny or nerd?
Well, nerd taught him how to use the internet.
It's all nerd's idea.
Yep. It was actually all paparazzi's idea. And then Danny went into the inner tubes of space and time and made a place called p1site.com where we talk about stuff and things. And
P1 Danny from p1site.com.
Yep. He's a genius. He's a genius. He gets free stuff, too, when he says that. He's like, look at me. I'm P1 Danny. Oh, what?
Oh, no.
His face just went up.
Tell us.
Did you get anything free as a result of P1Site.com?
Talk, brother.
No.
Why did your face just light up? Talk to us, please. I beg of you. I throw myself upon the mercy of P1Site.com.
So, kind of random.
Uh-huh.
But I fall asleep to, I fall asleep to movies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the other night I fell asleep listening to the 28-Hour Show 2004.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the middle of the night and it was still going and I heard my voice.
P1 Sponger.
Shut up.
Is that weird?
No.
You're just a little baby then.
So, hang on. I'm going to play it right now.
What's the point of this story anyways?
That I was on the air, faggot.
Were you on a
look
P1
at me,
Danny?
I'm on the radios. Oh.
No name.
No name?
Uh-uh.
It was P1 Sponger.
What?
You were P1 Sponger, dude.
No, not this time.
Hang loose, brah. Well, let's see. Let me vamp it up while Danny gets his computer all set up. So P1Site.com is a great little place. We got forums. We have lots of different topics you can talk about. Let's see. Announcements. We're going to have a P1 bowling night here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. And April 17th.
It's for Spacey and Kung Thu's birthday. Giggity.
Yeah, because we're Aries. We rock.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. Pisces rule, but that's beyond the point. And P1 bowling nights are always a rousing success, except for the last one. Last one was pretty brutal. It was me and a bunch of another P1 sausage fest, shall we say. And Danny hurt his thumb, and that was cool. Danny tried to do some cool stuff, and it failed, as usual. But this time it's going to be awesome. And if you don't come, well, then I don't want to talk to you ever again. Just kidding.
I like salt in my face.
What?
Sausage Fest.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Let's see. What else? Oh, we're taking donations right now for Eddie's birthday. That's coming up 4/8. If you'd like to, please go to the front page of P1Site.com. And you can donate to the PayPal site to get up on it. Right now, Danny's going to play himself, playing with himself. Let's do it.
Mikey Show.
Hello.
What's wrong with the phone?
I don't know. Mikey Show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys were going to watch The Karate Kid right after Star Wars.
Yeah, we're going to watch Return of the Jedi at 10.
You sound like a baby.
Take a brief break and then kick in Karate Kid. But we'll give you the heads up, the countdown, when to start, all that stuff.
Okay, that's cool. And then
you like Karate Kid, dude?
I saw it when I was little, but
oh, dude, Karate Kid's the best.
Oh, it's awesome, dude.
It is the best. Cobra Kai, Johnny.
Ah, Cobra Kai.
Show no mercy.
I didn't care.
You have a problem sweeping the leg, Mr. Lawrence?
The leg.
Huh?
No. All right.
Strike first, strike fast. No mercy, sir.
All right.
All right, get into it, dude. Come on. Mikey Show.
Aw, Danny, you sounded like a little baby.
Are
you guys going to be listening to the Karate Kid and Omega 3s? Bye.
Omega
3. Oh, you are adorable. let's see. Are there any other major P1 site announcements, Danny, that I could be missing? You own the domain, so you might know a little more than myself.
Oh, there are great threads at P1site.com.
Oh, are there?
A ton of great ones.
Ever.
Right, Danny?
Yeah, like if you go to...
Yeah.
Oh, stop
like
it.
The random debates. For instance, just throwing one of our random forums.
Uh-huh. Or you go to random.
Random.
Just random. Mm-hmm. No debates.
Right.
And we got stuff like, what are you doing right now? I go on there right now and say, I'm hosting my podcast that I produce and direct and in effect, rule.
That's right.
Da-da-da. That's me. Heil. Me. But if you do go to random debates, we got some spicy meatballs.
We don't need to get into specifics. We're just naming off forums.
I know. Like one that dear little P1 Kung Fu wrote up. Friends of the opposite sex. Ah, yes. It's the age-old question, Space Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Can members of the opposite sex be BFF?
See, this is where me and Mike have a little bit of a disagreement.
Uh-huh. I think I agree with that disagreement.
I would like to think that we can be friends with people who do not share the genitalia that we have. So if I wanted to be BFF with Quimby, Why not?
Why not? We can be platonic.
Sure.
I mean, secretly, deep down inside, I want you, but...
Well, I know that.
I mean...
I couldn't stop
deep down inside,
it.
Every
Trust
man wants me, so what am I even thinking about? Danny's my BFF. I even wrote a song about it.
Did you? Oh, that's right, you did.
BFF. BFF. We're always going to be BFF, right, Danny?
Nope.
Why? Why do you not want my love and friendship?
Don't,
why?
Don't need it.
Huh? Just but don't. I tell you everything about my life. You know all my deep, dark secrets.
Okay. And I put them on my blog.
Donkey show. I like to go to donkey show. I like to see a hooker hump some animals.
Oh, no.
That's a pretty deep secret.
I didn't mean to have that spilled out of people inside. Ah, that was recorded by myself.
Donkey show.
No shucks.
Now, Danny, where do you stand on can people of the opposite sex be friends? Can they?
No.
What?
No.
Even when you look at these?
Well, she's got a point there.
Did you just read my pose?
Okay, no, but really, what do you think? Can dudes and chicks be BFF?
Are they single or in a relationship?
Let's say one is single and one's in a relationship. Like you and me. We're really best friends, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be real. You're one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know everything about me. I come to you in times of need. When I need a friend.
And I screen your phone calls.
Danny's my secretary, too, by the way. But what are your real thoughts? Like, let's get down to it. Break my heart. Go ahead.
But what is Mr. Quimby's thought about that?
He thinks that people of the opposite sex and can absolutely be platonic friends. And be
and
good
he
close
doesn't,
friends.
And he doesn't mind that you and Danny are as close as you guys are?
No, because he wants to be even closer to Danny. And that is not a joke, right, Danny? You love Mr. Quimby, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think as long as everybody is, you know, just honest with each other and everybody's cool, then it's fine. But, you know, I think there's some people out there with jealousy issues. There's some people who are immature and can't handle their sex.
It depends on how the relationship is developed, too.
Yeah, and I think it's all about insecurities. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, why did you write about this topic? Like, is there any particular reason?
Well, it's just, yes. There, you know, it's a struggle that I'm having with my husband right now, and he just, you know, feels that it's not cool that I have friends that are guys, and, you know.
Shocking.
I don't know.
Shocking.
I think it depends on the spouse, because if the spouse isn't comfortable with it, and as much as you don't like it, you love them,
mm-hmm.
and you have to respect that is their opinion.
I do respect that, but then he goes and says, you know, oh, but Danny's okay. I, you know, I don't care about Danny. But then he has issues with other, you know, other guys. And I just think it depends on the other guys. Like, you know, you wholeheartedly accept Ray and you talk to him, like,
mm-hmm.
outside of, you know, the gatherings and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
then there might be other guys that just talk to me and ignore Ray. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That Ray sure is buff and scary.
He is.
I don't know what to say about that. But that's one of the spicy meatballs in random debates. There are other ones that, you know, I don't know. Some people might think a little on the spicy side. We also have
Nothing to add to that.
What?
Is that I just
what?
Saw Metal Dave pointed out is that it's best friends, not just friends. So there's definitely a huge difference.
There is so you feel that,
like,
there is a difference.
Yeah.
So you're not my best friend?
No.
So what? So are you saying it's okay for friends but not okay for best friends?
Right. I think friends is all right, but mm-hmm. best friends, like, I'm not about to share some, like,
no.
like some stuff with you guys. It's guy stuff, and you guys aren't going to share some stuff that's girl stuff.
Well, ultimately, Ray is my best friend.
Right.
Because
but
my
you
husband.
You do know the cycle of my periods. I mean, come on, Danny.
No, I don't. I don't want
to
know that.
Yeah. You know my bra size.
No.
You went with me to Macy's the other day. You even hooked the back of my bra for me, Danny. Come on. Don't
you held
and
her
Mr.
purse.
Quimby doesn't care about that?
No, because then they try on jock straps for one another and everything equals out. Like, everybody's friends.
That's so gross.
I mean, it's a big bra. It's like a bikini top. Whatever. It's the same thing, okay? Okay. You want to talk about another spicy meatball? Just go to a place to complain. There's already 5 pages on people crying about Scooby. Insanity. Anybody have anything to say about that?
Yeah.
In fact, I do believe we got some audio. We had some audio of Scooby being an ass. I'll say it. I don't really care. What's ass. Wait. He's a Raiders fan. Oh, I'm getting shanked later. Here. A lot of people aren't really into P1 Scooby. And here's a little taste of why. Go ahead. Cut. 72.
Oh, he pointed right at you. Yeah, Scooby.
When you looking around, you're the only guy talking. There's 50 people.
Get him, Mel.
Get him, Mel.
It's P1 Scooby, yes. Mel.
P1.
Feel free.
P1 Scooby. Do you have like a you like getting a lot of attention? Are you like the middle child or something? Did you like no one paid attention?
Yes,
to you?
I can see that.
No. You're like really shy and embarrassed now that you do have the attention.
I do love that unibrow thing you got going.
Oh,
my God!
This is not gonna.
We've got a heckler in this Mikey show live.
You're pretty funny though, right?
Oh no!
Are you like the funny guy in your group of friends?
I hope this doesn't go bad.
You're hilarious.
I know it's going
How much more time do I have?
As much as you want.
Go, Mal.
Oh no! Mal lived out every P1 Scooby.
Here's my thing.
By the way, especially Kung Fu's fantasy.
You think you're hilarious? Apparently, I'm. You know you're hilarious. I'm not that funny. Do you want to come up here and do the rest of my 5 minutes? And have everybody boo you when you come up here?
I was ready to boo him.
Brutal.
Oh, Scooby. Why are you the way that you are? Yeah, if you want to sound up on P1 Scooby, it's in a place to complain. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Because we're not here to bash anybody except for Danny, right?
Right.
What'd you say?
Huh? What's up? That's what happens when you check out.
are you talking to us? Really? Huh. Hey, you know what else is on P1Site.com? How about the About Today show thread? You know, while the show's going on, you can go in there and talk. And you can watch P1 Stitch not know how to quote properly. Now, Danny, apparently some people, I guess, have problems with quoting on P1 Site.
Sure.
Do you think you could give any tips to people who would like to quote one another?
Yeah, if you're going to quote someone, don't edit it.
Why would you edit it?
You can paraphrase.
People quote and then they like F up the quotes and so it's just all messed up. I'm like, why are you doing that? It's not necessary.
It looks
just
like binary after a while.
Well, if you like want to cut something out, you can like go dot 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 and then include the rest of it.
Yeah, or just
but you can't
just
change words.
Quote it,
or just
you
don't
know.
Do it.
Yeah, or just don't do it.
Or like me, you can just delete everybody's posts and just be like, "Yeah, your opinion means nothing to me."
Oh no.
Danny's also been playing around with the front page of P1 Site. Danny, what's up with that?
Yeah.
A fresh new look?
Sure.
Stuff.
Yep, that's it.
I'm neat.
Fresh and fun.
Oh my gosh. Danny turned me, or I don't know what to do.
Oh no.
This is my BFF, right? Let's see. Or you can always come and watch us record every P1 podcast. We have a chat room and everything all set up for you.
I wouldn't know. I can't see it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
uh-oh. No. Hey, are you guys going to fight again? I'd like to be prepared.
Well, you know, I'm used to saying things 4 or 5 times
uh-huh.
and still being ignored. So.
Uh-huh.
So it won't really bother me that much.
Uh-huh. I gotcha. It's very nice.
What about the P1 survey by Corman? Did you fill that out? Oh, yeah, you did.
Love it. Yes. Corman put up the P1 survey, which nobody's filled out in a while because it seems to have dropped somewhere. I don't know. Hey, you two stop fighting over there just in case. Let me just pull out the curtain.
We're having a slap fight. Do you mind?
I'd rather you guys have a tickle fight. Mm-hmm.
Kiss fight.
Kiss fight. How about a tongue fight?
Ooh.
Ready and go.
Aw, man. Right on cue.
There's a lot of fun threads. One of the favorites and probably the most popular thread of all time is 3-word post. All you say is things in three words only.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. That's three words. Hey, mm-hmm. I like it. 262 pages on that thread, by the way.
Wow.
Danny, that's a milestone. Anytime the site has gone down, three-word post is usually the first one resurrected right away. In fact, the last one was started on February 8th of 2008. It's been over a year. We've been 3-1 posting it. What's up now, dog? Don Imus, you ain't got nothing on this. Also, P1 site, we have all the daily audio. We have so much and more. We got the link to the P1 Faith Forum, all kinds of fun stuff. Go to P1 site today. You won't regret it. So, you know, it's been a while since we've recorded a P1 podcast, and there's a lot to talk about concerning Mikey Show. Hello! So, we did have the very first Mikey Show Live, which was very awesome. Kung Fu, you were there in the studio.
I was.
What did you think, girl?
And I would just like to tell everybody that it was not rigged. I know that some people think it was rigged, but it wasn't.
Ah, you're a jerk.
I filled out the form.
Uh-huh. Liar.
Went on to MikeyShow.com. Uh-huh. And I won.
We know you rigged the whole internet just so you could win.
I did.
You did. You're the worst person ever.
No, you
are. So, did you have fun?
I had a great time.
Yes. Did you enjoy the cobbler?
Oh, the cobbler was so cobbler.
Cobbler?
It was, yeah. It was peach cobbler. It was so good.
It was so delicious.
So good.
The top was so crunchy and buttery. And
it was delicious.
It was so good. You're very cobbler. You shut up. Oh, you were going to make a that's what she said type joke, weren't
Here
you?
Here we go.
Oh, too soon. And the week before the B-Rob comedy show thingamabobber, Kyle Gass. I'm an idiot. I know. I'm sorry. Yes. I should be fired. I should have my P1 jacket taken away.
Yes.
Because I sleep in it every night. Cry.
And I'm going to go with a fillet of fish sandwich, since that has less calories because it's fish.
It's delicious. I love it. Let's see. So Craig Gass was in studio all week. And so was, I mean, ironically, every time he comes, Tracy Morgan decides to show up. Tom Arnold comes and outs everybody who's in Alcoholics Anonymous. I mean, you know, he was my sponsor at one time, but I guess it's not appropriate for me to talk about that. Hi, my name is Katie. I'm a cokeaholic. How you doing? Also, Chris Walken came by, and a really crappy Adam Sandler. I mean,
really crappy.
It was pretty bad. I don't like that one.
And you know what was worse?
What was worse?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I thought he was working it out on that
one.
He's working it out. I enjoy his Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley.
He's good.
His Paul Stanley?
Who's the worst?
What's the worst impression?
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. That really bad. But I always like it when he comes in. It's always a special little treat to, you know, it adds a little spiciness and he goes away and it's okay. He's kind of like that friend that comes and visits for a week and then they leave and it's like, okay, cool. See ya in 6 months. But he is great. He great stand-up. I like how he was allowed to be free and say what he pleased. And he was up there for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I just want more of Craig Gass's true Hollywood stories.
And you know who wants more of Craig Gass?
Who?
Carlita.
Really?
She like wants to have his babies.
Oh, does she want to kiss his hairy chest and
face
all in it?
Definitely.
She wants to motorboat his hairy chest.
Oh, I think so.
Sorry, that really got me. Let's see. Well, and B-Rob did do his very third comedy show. It was at a much bigger venue than what he has done before, and it was pretty good. I'll give it up.
Room full of P1s.
Yeah. Well, we do have some audio for you. I think cut 69 is some of B-Rob's jokes in studio.
If there are young ears listening, wear the earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
And eyemuffs.
Yeah.
Even the homeless people out here are nice. They still ask for change, which I fucking can't stand. Because the only difference between me and them is at the end of the day, I go to a house, they have better credit. I picked up a homeless guy the other day. I said, come here, hobo. Get in the car. I need you to co-sign.
That was so funny.
You guys like Guitar Hero? That game? No, I fucking hate that game.
Oh.
I can't stand that game.
Come on, dog.
You know who really hates Guitar Hero? It's the colorblind.
Oh.
If you want to look like Jimi Hendrix on Guitar Hero, have five of your colorblind friends come over and play with you. You got to be sitting there screaming at them, no, dude, blue, red.
Oh, be right. Always going off about that Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy. You just play for fun. But anyway, he was really good. I got to give it up to the kid. Like, his set was very small. But for somebody so new to it, it's pretty good. And they say the true... to be a comedian, though, you have to bomb. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen when that happens. You know, it's going to be like somebody on crack with Tourette's. It's going to be pretty bad. But I loved it. I enjoyed it. Had a really good time. What do you guys think of Fourth and Beach? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it's nice.
Huh? Danny?
It was cool.
I heard you were doing something in the men's room.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
How did you hear about
what?
That?
Tim
about
told
it.
Me.
Me no doey gay stuff.
Okay, whatever you say, Danny.
What were you doing?
He was talk actually about. Having fun. Oh my gosh! Oh, fun.
You're gay!
No, I think, Danny, you were doing some recording in the men's room. Was that your first experience with a bathroom attendant in a men's room?
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Oh, really?
No.
Cool.
But this guy was, like, talking to his hoe.
What?
I'm serious. And his girl was yelling at him. He's like, baby, baby, please, you don't have to yell at me. And like,
I'm not your sister, Jack.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Nice.
Oh, man. Daddy's so cute. He gets all excited. Because he disappeared in the bathroom for a long time. I'm thinking, what did you have for dinner? Somebody said some X-lax in your... Yeah. Eddie was pooping, too. It was like the Poop Fest 2009 over there at 4th and B. My goodness. But it was a great time, so I highly recommend anytime Craig Gass comes to town. You know, take away the fact that B-Rob's there. I've been wanting to see Craig Gass live in person for a very long time, and I think it's cool when he doesn't have to censor himself.
I didn't know what to expect going in there. I'm like, okay, let's go here, listen to Tracy Morgan again.
Yeah.
Sam Kinison again. But it was a good show.
Yeah.
It was delightfully filthy.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
It really, really was.
And
Danny.
He peppered in the impressions really well.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't all impressions, which that's what I thought it was going to be. I was like, oh, great. But no, he did really good.
Uh-huh.
And I loved his, like, baboon joke. Yeah, very visual. Yes,
he does a very good Chinese person impression. I was very
That's
impressed
true.
With that. With the monkey on the Miami police force, and he did. Oh, P1 Elisa, you're gonna love me for mentioning that. But the Mitch Hedberg
yes.
impression.
Oh yes,
spot on.
Everyone loves the monkeys.
Oh, we miss you, Mitch. We hope you're happy wherever you are.
Wait,
what?
He's dead?
He's been dead, yeah.
Yeah. Like a drug overdose.
They still, like,
too
play
soon.
His stuff on Comedy
yeah.
Central.
All the time, yeah, because
yeah,
it's funny.
He's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know
that. Guy's
nuts,
yeah. but he's good.
And if you didn't know this, Heath Ledger is dead too, Danny.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
What?
Yes.
Too soon. Too soon.
I apologize, sir.
Well, I'm speechless now.
Me too. What can I say? Let's see. What do we want to talk about? During the week of that, let's see. Eddie confronts a mother cussing in front of her kids. What is that? I missed a lot of the show that week because I was working. So, talk. Kung Fu, you type this up. Talk to me.
Sorry, I was choking.
Uh-huh.
Eddie went to the Bay Area to visit his family, and he was in the airport, and a lady was cussing at her kids, and... he just couldn't have it, you know, handle it. So Eddie confronted her about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, y'all.
And then she started giving him attitude.
That's
and
true.
Then he said to her, "You're disgusting."
you mean he didn't pull the sky card?
Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. No, wait, wait. He
don't
said,
you know me?
He said, no, you're gross.
You're gross.
You're
yeah,
gross.
That's his new word right
and
now.
I'm like, oh, that's so simple, but it's very, very efficient and accurate.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what was another cool thing that week? I almost forgot to mention is the Duff McKagan interview.
Mm.
That was so, so good as Danny rolls his eyes over there in the corner.
He doesn't know who Duff McKagan
is. Well, that's because Danny's a baby.
And he doesn't appreciate good artists.
Music, like the bass player for Velvet Revolver.
I don't know what a playbird is.
No. Guns and Roses.
Guns
and
Roses. Yeah, well, yeah.
But
I'm just
you
thinking.
Guns
and
Roses.
No, I know. It's the same guy. I was making it relevant to you, Dumbo.
We're talking about accomplishments here. We don't put Velvet Revolver first.
I'm sorry, Bib.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you outlaw.
You gotta get a picture of that.
Oh, man.
Kung Fu.
Crew, you guys.
Oh, Guns N' Roses, greatest band ever. But it was a really good interview because of just the story. I love the stories of old, like, rock and roll bands. Danny's posing for the funniest picture I think I've ever seen. Anyways, I love those stories of, like, in the 80s on the Sunset Strip, all those bands like Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, just all those crazy
Danny,
stories.
Danny, cut it out.
About I thought you were
already
reenacting
robbed me once.
Sunset Boulevard in 1984.
You already robbed me once, so you can't rob me again.
I missed that Ashley Show interview as well, the after show for that one.
MikeyShow.com.
What?
You can check it out at MikeyShow.com.
Oh, there's another funny one. Well, we're giving Scooby some more airtime this week. Scooby calls from a sleeping bag. Now, as a former phone screener for the Mikey Show, I can tell you that on average, Scooby calls somewhere around 72 times a day.
Whoa.
Always has something to say. You know, he's always calling to correct Eddie on his sports knowledge or just to talk and hear his own stupid voice on the radio. What? Did I just say that?
Don't you ever call here again.
Yeah. Anyways, they made note of how when he calls, he sounds like this. Yo. Yo, Mikey Show. I love the Dodgers and everything that is Los Angeles. Yeah, I live in San Diego. And they really went off with that whole...
I like the strip club.
They really went off with the whole calling from a seat bag. It's like, hey, I'm on the phone, Ma! You're supposed to, like, play with me and do that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Ma, I'm on the phone! Rupert.
Thank you. I usually play your character, so I can't have two of the same character.
Rupert, get off the phone!
Mom!
I'm telling you, you need to take out the garbage!
No. I'm sorry.
What? You just made our whole make-em-up just horrible.
I'm not on today.
The worst.
Oh,
you're fired.
No.
Leave the podcast now. Give me your computer and all the sound effects. Danny, sound effects. Now, go over there.
Right.
Start pushing buttons.
I'm glad
randomly.
You said that. Thank you for saying that.
Oh. Bye bye, P1 Chef. La 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 la. Oh, hey. Ooh, and they revealed on the Mikey Show that week that VH1 Behind the Music is coming back. Yeah. When am I going to get Behind the Music Color Me Bad? Are you watching that one?
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching
all
that
about
one.
It.
Mm-hmm. How about All for One? Yes? No? Maybe so? Behind the Music, Silk. Behind the Music, Another Bad Creation. Anyone?
Behind the Music, Smashing Pumpkins.
Boo! I don't want to hear about cancer patients. That's the worst.
Smashing Pumpkins are the best band in the world, and Billy Corgan is a
genius. Shut the hell up, Kung Fu. I'm going to make you Kung Fu in your own face. How do you like that?
I'll be a Nazi.
What?
I'll be a Nazi.
You will? Good Lord. I know. Okay, Behind the Music, Powder. Is that more appropriate?
Powder was not a musical artist. He was an actor.
What about Behind the Music,
Moby?
Your mom?
Well.
And how she went up and down the Sunset Strip in 1985.
College.
Just.
Eating?
I like. Oh, in my face. Thank you.
Hi.
Whoa, that's Space Boy's mother singing, by the way, just so you want to know.
Brutal. That's brutal. So brutal.
No.
Oh, man. Let's see. Baby names were discussed on the Mikey Show a couple weeks back. And Danny had for a brief moment, a moment of joy. Danny almost named Mikey's other son. Almost.
Ezekiel?
Leviticus?
Corinthian.
Roman omen.
Yeah. Ecclesiastes.
Numbers.
Genesis.
Ruth. No. Ah. But it was going to be Nolan for like a hot minute. Is that right, Danny?
Yeah.
And you were very proud of yourself. I saw you all over Facebook with that one, Danny. Come on.
Facebook, it was this one, dude.
Oh, really? What happened? I missed it.
What do you mean?
What? Talk.
I don't know what you mean.
I hadn't said anything. Uh-huh. P1 Diet Coke had commented on my Facebook, like, and we will call him the baby namer or something like that. Ah. And then this one over here, Kung Fu's like, let's get this straight. Sky basically named him, but blah, 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 blah. I'm gay, blah, blah, blah.
No.
Yes.
No, whatever. Sky named him. Basically, 3/4 of the name, and no. Then you put, "Oh, you don't like Noel."
If you want to get all technical,
what about Nolan?
That's Missy's son's name, anyway.
That's right.
What up with that?
What does that matter?
Well, there's already one radio station baby with that name. Actually, he's not a baby anymore. He's actually very.
He's 13. Well,
he's a 14? Big boy. Yeah, yeah.
It's so Ryan now.
Now it's Ryan,
which is Anglo,
which is weird. And Nolan Ryan. Does anybody see that significance?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
A very promising baseball career.
Yeah. Exactly. It's gonna be Hebrews, actually.
Yes.
Revelation, son, come here. Please don't do the rapture right now, son. Sorry, it's not the time. Bad joke. Thank you, and thank you.
Quimby joke.
Yes. It's pretty typical. I'm not gonna lie, Danny. I'm with you on that one. See, I'm mature because I can just laugh at myself and spit in my own face. It's a talent. It takes a lot of time to hone. Anyways, so let's focus on something maybe a little more relevant. How about Ashley Seinfeld impersonation on the Ashley After Show, where she interviewed Craig Gass?
I saw Seinfeld a couple weeks ago. He said, people never answer their phones.
Hey, Ashley, do your Seinfeld impression for Craig. Do your Seinfeld impression and impress so our voice guy here, Craig Gass.
Oh, what the damn with both feet under? And with both feet, I could be under.
Not bad.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty good.
She's great.
She's really great.
Ideal woman.
Ideal.
She is.
I have no idea what she said.
I don't either.
It's hilarious.
It sounded like she said, "What the deal with Bobboy pants?" Her face is the
actually,
best.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I knew at the beginning. The last part, not so much. And she also did a great Jerry Seinfeld with Craig Gass. The impersonation masters, by the way. Mm-hmm. They should start a comedy team.
I agree.
Well, she is the ideal woman.
She is the ideal woman.
Well,
she's
apparently she's saving herself for somebody a little more vertically challenged.
Yeah, I heard about this, and I did not hear this audio. Talk to me, Space Boy.
It's great.
Okay.
I've heard it several times today, and I want to hear it again. I can't wait.
Okay, so here we go.
He'll be back, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
He'll get Wee Man to fill in.
Oh, that's
right.
Oh, God.
Yes, please.
Ashley's a big fan.
I don't understand.
Did that get weird?
She can have my number, baby.
He's hot. Baby. That's all I'm saying.
She thinks Wee Man's real hot.
Nice on the eyes.
Okay.
Weird.
A little badass. I love it.
What? One of these days, we got to get Wee Man to come in
here.
Yeah,
it's like more of a fetish with Wee Man.
Does she know we're on the radio?
Maybe you
do something about
it.
What do you do at that point? You just kind of beg her to not say she has midget fetishes on the radio anymore.
That is so weird, man.
Oh, my God, man, you're funny.
Yeah, she is. Wow. See, I'm more of a fan of midget tossing. I think it's an awesome sport. I think they should put it in the Olympics. It'd be radical.
Yeah, Ashley's really on one. She talks about fetishes with midgets, intimate with her dog.
Oh, I think that's so sweet that she spoons Sammy every night.
She's so sad.
Oh, that's awful. She's not sad. How can you say that? She's not sad at all. I think it's good for her to be on her own and come into her own. It's okay. You need to love yourself before you love somebody else. You need to point a finger at somebody else before you point three more at yourself. Nice. Right?
Nicely said.
Huh? I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I was up very late last night just gabba 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 gobba gobba gobba. You go to a women's retreat and it's like a bunch of chickens clucking everywhere. It's ridiculous. What is so funny?
Space boy, you need to
what
say it.
What did you do?
Say it,
dude. Whenever we were outside of the 4th and B Comedy Club, somebody quoted Ashley's, guess what, guys? I'll tell you something. If you got one finger pointing, you got three pointing. And I said, no, this is the way it really is. You got one finger pointing at you, three pointing back at yourself, and then one pointing at God. See? The thumb's pointing up.
That's hilarious. See? If you don't find that funny, I don't want to know you. That's hilarious.
So random. Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, studio audience. Now shut up. Shut up. So let's get back into the most recent week of the Mikey Show. And I would like to give credit where credit is due. I would like to thank P1 Kung Fu for typing up our show notes. Hey, can we get another round of applause for P1 Kung Fu? She's a pretty nice lady. She knows how to type. Unlike some people in this room. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But you're talking about yourself, though.
No. I'm talking about him.
Oh.
I have Safari. It spell checks for me.
Well, you don't know how to type because she's taking over your typing duties for the show notes.
Well, accurate.
I am a woman.
So, you know.
She's meticulous.
Yeah.
And sexy.
And she loves to clean.
Let me ask you a question, B.
After all, cooking and cleaning is what I do best.
If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
Hi, Kung Fu.
Hi, Kung Fu.
Hi. Hey, I got a question here for you, Kung Fu.
If your dog was a wiener, would you eat it?
Would you make out with your dog?
No, and no.
Love it. I love you all. Kisses all over your butts and your faces. I can't tell the difference. Especially with Danny. Brown eye looking at me.
Smells like horse.
So, let's see. So, Mikey's stimulus plan started last Monday, and some dude named Pew and Kenny won. Congratulations. $500 in your pocket. Yeah.
Sanjay9 thought he was going to get it.
Whatever.
Sanjay9.
Yes.
My favorite thing.
It's a new name forever and ever. Let's see. I called in for Hear Me Out. Yeah. And my Hear Me Out was that I think you shouldn't get a driver's license until you're 18 years old, and it should be much more difficult to get your driver's license.
See, this is a thing.
Maybe if you're a Filipino woman, maybe an extra harder test, just in case. I don't know. Sorry. Lived in Mira Mesa for 13 years.
Mira Mesa.
This is the thing,
freaking
though.
Racist.
No, I'm an honorary Filipino, so shut your face. Go ahead.
People who say, yeah, I don't think that people under 18 should get a driver's license. Or somebody like, I think you should wait until you're married to have sex. It's like people who are saying that are people who have already passed that threshold. So it's like yourself who's in your
30s. I don't think those two things are comparable.
I'm just saying that it's like people who are out of the, you know, already past where it would apply to them, they have very strong opinions about it.
I know people who are virgins who say, I don't think that people should have sex before they get married, and they don't.
I'm just giving you another
example. That's different. I think it should be more difficult to give a driver's license. I think the test should be a little more thorough. That's just what I'm seeing.
I think it's fine.
Have you been out there lately? It
hasn't changed.
It sucks.
Other than street racing.
I hate it. I hate it more than anything. Do you guys have any crazy thoughts you think for Hear Me Out? I started a Hear Me Out thread on p1site.com where I said that cats are from Satan.
The threat about cats. That's
yeah.
All it is.
No, I told everybody to write something. Nobody did, so I just started it off. Do you guys have any crazy Hear Me Out type thoughts? What about you, Danny?
Nope.
I know you have food issues. Like, I can't believe you don't like teriyaki. There's something wrong with you. Do you even know what teriyaki is? Teriyaki chicken?
I had some on Thursday.
You posted that you agreed with most of everything that Rebecca doesn't eat, and you included teriyaki, something you don't like.
Oops.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Oops.
Well, I want an apology.
This is a tasty burger.
And teriyaki chicken. Oh, by the way, that list of foods that Rebecca will not eat was
long.
Insane.
Smart.
Insane.
I mean, you just do not know what you're
missing. Something must have happened when she was, like, young that makes her not like stuff. Because that's a very long list. I mean, avocados. What's wrong with avocados?
It tastes like crap.
No, it doesn't.
Come on. You are required to like avocados.
Hell no, no.
You are required. You're Mexican.
You're required.
You're Mexican. You are required to like avocados.
Nope.
Guacamole?
Nope.
And let's see. What else was there on there that's like delicious? Sushi?
Mm-hmm. Well, she doesn't eat anything that comes out of the sea.
But she's smart.
Gosh. Yeah. It smells like the sea in Danny's pants. Just kidding. Bad joke. Again, I fail at life. Thank you. Please don't save that clip. The list is really long, though. It makes you wonder, like, I've seen her eat bread and a quesadilla.
Pasta.
A quesadilla.
Macaroni and cheese.
Mac and cheese is good. I think that's weird that Craig Gass has issues with macaroni.
I miss that.
It's the weirdest thing. It's very weird. I have issue with the 78 freeway. I don't like how people go from 75 to 50 miles an hour in a matter of 3 seconds. Like,
oh, the 78 highway is the worst.
I don't understand why it's so bad.
The 78 is the worst.
Yeah, it's worse than 52.
It's just a freeway, dude.
I know, but people do not know how to drive on that freeway.
Yeah, it's
It
so
must be people
true.
Who live in Vista, like Danny.
Yeah, you Vistians.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with the streets.
You're the worst.
It's what's wrong is the people driving on the streets.
Mm-hmm. You're wrong.
Yeah. Let's see. I liked this topic on Tuesday. What do you let your pet do when nobody's looking? Now, I didn't take issue with Skye letting her cat drink out of her cup. You know why? Because the saliva that cats and dogs have kills bacteria because they have to clean themselves. So their spit is very, very clean. There's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. If you were to put a paw in there, that'd be kind of gross. But I don't see anything wrong with that.
You agree with her?
I think it's totally fine.
You are gross,
it's totally
lady.
Fine. There's nothing wrong with a cat's tongue.
You
like,
cat-loving
bacteria-wise.
Whore.
It's
That's
cleaner
disgusting.
Than your mouth.
Whatever,
it's
dude.
Way cleaner than your mouth.
How do you say that again?
It's cleaner than your mouth.
No, in Spanish.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
How
Danny?
Do you say dirty mouth in Spanish?
Shut your dirty mouth.
Hocico.
Oh, okay. Do you guys let your pets do anything weird when nobody's around? I'm looking at Kung Fu and Space Boy because they both are pet owners.
Whenever I heard that bit starts and Mikey asked the question, what do you, let your pets do whenever no one's looking? I looked at my radio and I said, not a damn thing.
Okay.
I rule with an iron fist.
Oh.
Because you.
Okay, Stalin.
You let your pets take an inch, they'll take a mile.
Uh-huh.
That's why you don't feed them a table.
Uh-huh.
Because then they'll always be begging around mealtime.
True.
So.
Yes.
You had a guilty look on your
Uh-oh.
Face.
Here we go.
Kung Fu. I want to know.
Okay, we're
Come
not.
On, let's do this. There's no judging. We're in the safety cone.
I'm totally judging.
We're in the tree of silence and friendship.
So this isn't a safe zone?
No, it's not.
No, this is a safe place. Ignore the time bandit over there. He's not going to do anything to you.
Well, I couldn't disagree with Skye letting her cat drink out of her water because I let Kung Fu drink out of my water.
Okay,
Ew!
That's fine.
Ew, gross.
A dog's mouth is cleaner than your toilet seat.
I'm not drinking out of my toilet
seat,
dude.
Yeah, Eddie said it best. I'm not eating off my toilet seat.
Cleaner than your cell phone.
No, it is not.
How much do you want to bet?
No, it is not.
How much do
it
you
is.
Want to bet?
That's true.
That's
because
disgusting.
Because the dog and cat, they clean themselves, okay? They have bacteria-killing saliva. So it's very, very, very clean. Very clean.
Everybody has bacteria.
You guys are disgusting.
Saliva.
Not as good as a dog or a cat, though.
If that were true, then they'd never be able to get sick. And they do get sick.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, unprofessional. That was not my phone. P1 password was really funny. Really funny. Because Skye had to communicate to Mike. And one of her words was rice. Classic.
Dude. And she like totally owned it. She's all side of.
Yeah. And shorts. That was pretty good.
Mom shorts.
Oh, that was gnarly. Cheater's Hotel was awesome. It's the reason I listen to the Mikey show, it's Cheater's Hotel. Guy claims he was cheating because the economy was bad.
I meant to pull that clip. It. That's a genius.
So genius. But I call BS on that call. I believe that he is a listener, and he knew what was up.
I don't know about that.
Why
because,
would you throw yourself
yeah,
under the
why
bus?
Would you do that? Why don't you just deny?
Maybe he's a bad person.
Very, very bad
person.
Yes, yes.
I disagree. I think that he's just probably used to using that as an excuse right now because the economy
for
is
everything.
Bad. So he's using it for everything.
I think the entire call was staged. Yeah, when she started going off about the flat screen TV, I started dying, but at the same time going, set up. I'm calling BS on that one. Some people will do anything to get on the radio.
So Mikey Show got punked.
Huh? It's happened before. Yeah. But that's just my stupid opinion. I'm a woman, so it really doesn't matter.
She's starting to learn.
Saving that clip.
Remember?
I wouldn't be honest if I didn't say that hadn't crossed my mind at one point.
Uh-huh.
To, invent some crazy thing and call in and just...
Why would you do that?
They did that on the Jerry Springer Spring Break thing on MTV. Once they had these two guys up there. Do you remember that movie? Where they had
this
love triangle, a guy's best friend, and then the girlfriend. And it was some sort of like Jerry Springer was doing a we're going to reveal a secret that you don't know. And mm-hmm. then the secret was allegedly that the best friend was dating the girlfriend of his friend. And like a fist fight ensued, swearing. It was very, very dramatic, very over the top. And later they said, "Oh, it was all planned.
Yep.
Y'all got punked, and it was in the papers. It was a very, very big deal back then.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. MTV Spring Break. Yeah, it's the weasel.
No.
Here's one of Danny's favorite topics of all time: what grosses guys out about girls? Everybody
really?
Farts.
So I shouldn't fart
so
in your car
girls
anymore.
Should never fart. Everybody farts, though. Everybody farts.
But you know what? I was taught growing up, you excuse yourself and go to the bathroom.
Yep.
And fart.
Well, then why don't any of you jerks do that? What else grosses you out about girls, Danny? I'm sure Danny has a list like 20 miles long.
Not really.
Periods?
Oh, no.
Douching.
It's kind of hot.
Armpit hair?
Oh, no.
My chest is good, bro.
What about tattoos? I know that Danny loves a tattooed chick.
Hell no.
Piercings?
Do you like a girl with piercings?
Nope. Yes.
You don't like tattoos on a girl?
Mm-hmm.
What about ears,
well,
Danny?
Well, depends.
Okay, what does it depend?
Like
he likes a tramp stamp.
Oh, okay. I have one.
He likes a Target.
Oh, boy.
I'm curious about the dislike of tattoos on girls, Danny. What's with that?
What about it?
What happened to you?
It's a masculine thing.
So, like...
I'm like Mike on the subject.
Like,
do you know?
Tattooed all over,
yeah.
You don't like, but
no.
Just one
like,
here or there.
One here and there. If it's, like, girly, cool. But it's got to be, like, girly.
To do as I say, not as I do.
Danny doesn't
tattoos.
Like tough chicks.
Well, you said that you're like Mike, but Mike has tattoos.
Well.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
I always thought that you should lead by example. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. That's what I was raised.
No.
Do you know what a goose and a gander is?
No.
Okay.
Like, I know there's a golden goose that has eggs.
And I like to eat eggs.
And I've got a golden ticket. How
exactly.
about that?
Right.
So, but do you ever plan to get tattoos?
Not that I know of.
No.
Danny wants a tattoo of a butt on his butt.
He has a tattoo of the entire band of Devo on his back.
Oh, nice. My gosh. He has one big Devo hat on his back, actually. Crack that whip! That was probably the best tone deaf ever. By the way, if you don't get that joke, I don't want to know you.
What about Space Boy?
Yeah.
What about me?
Space Boy likes everything about girls, even the gross stuff.
But what grosses you out?
What grosses me out about girls? This is not going to be a popular opinion. I do not like tattoos on fingers, wrists, or necks.
I will agree with that.
I think it looks trashy.
Absolutely.
I don't like it.
Absolutely. So. I just had that conversation with my brother-in-law.
But then again, I don't have a problem with wrists. Septum piercings. I like. Mm-hmm. I love lip piercings.
Septic piercings.
Septum.
Listen, I don't want to like hear about septic tanks getting pierced, dude. That's kind of gross.
Yeah, spills all over the place.
Ew. Yeah. In your mouth.
I do like piercings. Some tattoos are okay. Some pretty ones.
That's it. Okay.
And girls that hate Smashing Pumpkins, that freaks
well,
out.
Well, we don't have any of those in here.
No.
What?
I can play the clip back again just to
make sure. I don't even know. Okay. What about TV shows you watch but you don't like? Heroes.
I don't get that.
Heroes. I still tune in thinking, oh, it's going to be awesome this week. Everything's going to change. It's going to be a radical show. And it's not.
It's going to be radical.
Yeah, it is. 1985.
I'm so behind on Heroes.
Ugh, I can barely watch it. It's pretty bad.
Then I probably will like it.
Makes me angry.
Mine is My Name is Earl, just because I watched that lineup for The Office. Yeah. And it's on and it's not that funny, but I still watch it doing other stuff.
I'm kind of like that about American Idol.
Oh, I love American Idol.
I hate it so much.
You're the worst.
But I have to watch it every week because I want to see if that drag queen's going to win, dude.
The Flatiron guy?
Flatiron is a drag queen.
Yes.
Yeah, he totally is. I didn't know he's gay. I just thought, you know, because it's cool now for dudes flat iron their hair like Space Boy does. But turns out, like, he makes out with dudes. It's pretty bad. Let's see. Whoa!
I think that was a clip from American Idol.
Yes.
That's a clip of Danny in the shower. Danny! Put a towel on. Okay, guy confessional. I want to have a guy confessional right now.
Oh, yes, I don't know about that.
Now, the guy confessional on the show was the greatest ever.
Yes.
Eddie wanting to be an interior designer. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Rob watching the Lifetime Network for Women. Wonderful. Mike, well, I mean, half the stuff he does pretty girly. I mean, he's got such dainty, beautiful hands. They have pretty hands. Like, I want hands like Mike Esparza. Give it. I'll say it right here.
Yeah. He has very feminine hands.
Oh, hi. You're so teeny.
Yeah. So, Danny and Space Boy, come on. Confess something to us. What do you do that you're kind of embarrassed about? And don't say the fray, Danny. Be real. Tell the truth.
I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Yay!
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Be real.
Is this a safe place?
No,
this is a safe.
We're
in a
cone
of
safety.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm really embarrassed that I can bench 200 pounds. I used to be able to bench 250.
Okay. A legitimate embarrassment, please.
How dare he?
That's what I'm saying. Danny, please. What's something kind of... Come on. We are in a cone of safety. Does anybody read Nancy Drew or something like that? Anything?
We already know about Ace of Base.
So. Oh, man. That one's pretty bad, Danny. You got to admit.
That's a bomb, dude.
You make fun of, like, that I like music from when I was growing up, but you are
Ace
like...
Ace of Base is bomb.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that you want is another body back. That's the worst music ever. They don't even play it on Star anymore. That's how bad it is.
Especially when Quimby's singing it.
Yeah. Do you watch any lady TV shows like The Ghost Whisperer or Medium or anything like that?
No. I watch Chef Ramsay.
Do you like to wear pink from time to time? Can we talk about your shirt some more? How you have a sanitary napkin wrapped around your neck. Please don't shoot. You can have here. You can have it all, Danny.
How about that Danny Febreze's his car constantly?
is that for? Is it because you fart in there all the time?
Oh, it's because I have a wet wetsuit in there.
Uh-huh.
And it smells
like
pee.
Your vagina.
Like killer whales.
Ah, killer whales. They're not whales. Did you know that?
No.
They're dolphins. They call them killer whales because they kill whales. So Danny should, like, love whales but hate dolphins. That's what I'm starting to believe here. That little Dave out there in the Mission Bay or whatever that stupid whale's name is, Bailey, Diego.
Sandy.
That is the dumbest crap ever.
Sandy, Diego.
He should love whales because they're beautiful and they're good. Okay? Let's see. How to tell a girl she's too fat? Oh, brutal. Do you guys have any creative ways of doing that?
Yeah.
What's that?
You're fat.
How do you do? Elephants throw you peanuts?
Oh. Oh, Danny.
It's funny because Danny's saying it.
Do you look at the menu and say, okay?
Oh, my God. I do.
Yeah. I say
especially
everything.
At Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, I'm like, their menu, okay. AKA Bible. I'm like, please, I'll take that. Thank you. The whole thing. All the cheesecakes. Like the dulce de leche cheesecake, Danny, gotta admit, delish.
So what cheesecake?
The dulce de leche. Haven't you tried that?
It's called dulce de leche, but that's all right.
I don't care.
All right.
I'm white. What do you want from me, homeboy? Danny and his pronunciation of the Spanish words. Calla te su boca. Okay.
Si, gringo. Güero.
Grande burrito con quesadilla y carne. My Spanish is pretty good.
No datón.
Not really.
Is there anything else that you guys are freaking out that you have to... I almost missed this clip. Something happened with new releases the other day, and I missed it.
Because you are P2.
Because, you know, some people have to work and stuff like that. What happened, Spacey?
This is a little bit older audio. I think there's been an update since this. This is when Sky threatens to not do new releases anymore. I think Eddie went against her wishes and ruined her new releases this week, and I think she's out.
Okay, that's going to be cut 6,245.
Do not make a statement. While they're quiet, do not make a statement.
No statement.
If new releases are ruined one more time in the future, I will cease to do that. I will cease to do that.
No, you will not.
I will. I will. And Eddie will take them over. Because he obviously has a love for them. He obviously has a love for him. And he cannot handle it. He cannot handle himself, so I will let him take it over as a segment.
You are unacceptable. No, no, no. You are unacceptable. No, no.
And that is my statement.
No, no, no.
So do not be surprised.
Your statement is false.
Do not be surprised.
Your statement is false.
Do not be surprised. From here on forth.
Well, love it.
Yes. Forthwith. Oh, man. And what was the update?
I missed it.
Oh, anybody hear the update to that? Or are we just all left out in the cold on that?
Actually, I heard it. I still remember it.
P2 Space Boy.
Yeah. The update was that she Twittered that she was out, and she said she's not doing new releases anymore.
Well,
really?
I don't think. Well, her boss really is the one to say that. Her boss being Mikey of the Mikey Show.
You're fired.
So we'll see about that. And Sky's famous in Santee, too. See, when they write these emails, Sky and Ashley, do you ever think that they're thinking, I know this person. I know how they're going to say what I'm writing on this piece of email.
Well, she did, and she said that before he even read it, that they were going to twist it and talk about Sharpies.
And
but
that's why they had Ashley read it, and then Ashley laughed, too. That's pretty. 1, 2, 3, 4, look at me. I go to Santee. Oh, line up right here. Sign your autograph. Forthwith.
Bring a shiapi.
Shiapi. And the Olive Gardens. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I flew my helicopter to the Olive Garden. Ah, yeah, yeah. El Jardin. Te Holland. I sent Space Boy some really good audio this week. High five.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
I will. I love making audio for Space Boy. It's the best. Well.
I don't even want to ask what she was doing when she recorded that.
I don't even want to know. Oh, my goodness.
Omega 3.
Oh, no.
Well, is there anything else you guys are dying to talk about before we take off?
There has been an update on the Smashing Pumpkins. But I know you all want to hear this. It's very important.
The drummer quit, and I told Spaceboy about it before he even knew. High five!
Yeah.
On PerezHilton.com, sir.
Yeah, he quit.
Oh, God.
It wasn't because of anything, you know, bad that was going on. Just he wanted to put his whole heart into the music that he's making, all of his attention and all of his passion. And he's,
because Powder is a Svengali.
He's going back to his own band, the Jimmy Chamberlain Complex.
Because he can't work with somebody like Billy Corgan.
That is not it.
He's afraid of him because he won't eat food.
What was his original band?
Have you seen a recent picture of Billy Corgan?
No.
Everybody right now, I want you to go onto Google Images right now and type in Billy Corgan. And you tell me if the guy doesn't look like he's a chemo victim.
Enjoy it, because this is the only time where you're going to hear it on the live podcast.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
What? Because he's going to clip this.
Really?
Choppy, choppy. You're a jerk. Everybody, right now, I want you to go to Google, Billy Corgan, Google Images. Tell me he doesn't have cancer.
He doesn't have cancer.
He does. Or severe, like, iron deficiency. Is he allergic to light? What's up with that?
I'm not the only
Is
one.
What's the problem?
No.
That's pretty good. You got to admit.
Is he an albino by nature? What's
the Smashing Pumpkins are the best band in the world.
Kung Fu, shut up!
Is a genius.
You're a jerk.
I agree with you. I support you.
Oh, my gosh. You're the worst.
Support
terrible.
These.
Terrible.
Oh, nice. All right. We'll talk afterward. Wow. I mean, no. No. P1 Ham Radio in the chat room.
Tisk, tisk.
Wow.
I'm going to be going to my car and driving straight to my lovely wife, who I love so much.
Instead of to Billy Corgan's butthole.
Da butt.
Oh, man. Well, it has been another fantastic week of the P1 podcast. I love doing it so much. I love sitting across from Danny and looking at his bandana, his rib bib. Don't forget, QuimbyHatesWomen.com. That's how I really feel about being a woman. I like sweeping and cooking. People in my oven. But until the next podcast, we bid you adieu. Good luck and good night. Thank you later. Bye.